4COT Mobile.
4CEF Mobile.
This is Andrew, KK4POT Mobile. How you doing?
How are you doing this morning?
Just getting the day rolling.
Day back after being at Myrtle Beach, so I think it's going to be a fun day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always interesting coming back from vacation, that's for sure. How long were you down there?
Out. Let's see, we got down there Thursday, and then we came back yesterday. We were supposed to come back Monday, but we pushed it one more day, so we came back yesterday.
Cool. Man, that's, yeah, we enjoy going to the beach, that's for sure. Didn't they have that, was it this weekend that they had that big car show down there?
There's something going on down there. Couldn't quite figure out what it was, not that I did a lot of research, but man, there were some beautiful old cars down there. I mean, even my wife saw a lady had an old Hurst, and she had it set up for her Cincy business.
There you go. Yeah, one of my buddies was down there, and I think he took one of his cars down there for, evidently there was some big show going on, and I saw some pictures that he had put up on that, so it looked like he was having a good time. But you got some rain. Did it rain over the weekend?
Dad, as far as rain goes, we got a little bit of rain here and there, but freaking, man, they had gale force winds. I mean, it was 20 to 30 knots, and then gust up to 35 knots. So that was, it was fun being in the camper during that.
You bet, man. Yeah, hang on tight.
Didn't really get to get out of the camper till Monday. It finally warmed up a little bit, and it wasn't that windy, so I finally broke out my radio and was playing on it, and made a few contacts, but nothing real major. But still, I got to finally have fun and try out my portable setup, completely off the power grid. I even charged my phone while I was doing it all. It was pretty nice.
Was your solar panel stuff work out good for you?
I eventually hooked the Raspberry Pi up and, VNC'd into it. Took me a little bit to remember how to do it because I totally forgot I had to connect to the Wi-Fi on the Pi to be able to use it as a headless unit. So it was fun the first couple minutes once I tried it, but I eventually got around to where it worked.
Super cool, man. That sounds like a good time. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Where'd you stay? Did you stay at like that Ocean Lakes or something?
Camper at Lakewood. We tend to enjoy it a little more. It's a little more relaxed, laid back than Ocean Lakes.
That's cool. Well, I'm glad you got to enjoy it, and now it's back to reality, right?
I think today's the day where I need to go find out how far behind I am on emails and stuff, but oh well, it'll be time to plan another trip here soon. I told my wife I want to go back down in a couple weeks. Sometime in April would be nice.
We used to do an April trip, late April. We'd go down each year. We didn't go last year. I don't think we're going to go this year either. I've got a couple things around the house. I think we're going to try to get caught up on before we do that. But we're going to take a trip in May and do a little bit bigger trip then. So we're looking forward to that.
Usually go camping while you're down there, stay in a hotel.
My mom had a place down there, and we would just go stay there whenever we were going to go down. So she recently sold that one last year, so we're going to start trying out some new places. We're gonna hit up Florida. We used to go to Florida every year for years and years and years. Then my parents got that place down there in Myrtle Beach, and so we'd go there for the past 5-6 years or so. And but now we're going to start hitting Florida back up again, so looking forward to getting back down there.
Keep talking. We wouldn't mind going towards Destin. I've always been on the Atlantic Ocean side. I've never really done the Gulf besides a trip I took to, golly, Key West a long time ago. But I think my kids would enjoy going down there and seeing the clear water.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. We're the same way. My mom has got family on the Atlantic side, so we would go down there a good bit. And it's probably easily been 10 years or more since we've been to the Gulf side, so that's where we're headed this year. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back on that side and enjoying that water.
Sounds like a good trip. Going to Myrtle Beach, though, just because it's so close, and every time I go down there, I keep telling my wife I just wish we could move down there, but I don't know if I specifically want to move to Myrtle Beach, but I wouldn't mind moving near the coast, but then again, with hurricanes and stuff, I don't know.
Man, we really, really enjoy going to the beach, and same way with the Myrtle Beach thing, it's just such a convenient trip. That you can take a Friday and a Monday off, go down Thursday night and come back Monday evening, and you could have a pretty decent little stay, and it's not a big deal travel-wise, so we enjoyed that as well. But, yeah, moving to the coast, I'd have some pretty specific requirements for my house, so I'd want one of them Fort Knox houses.
Yeah, you get down there and you got to worry about hurricanes, and that's just... I don't know, I've been able to go fishing all the time versus having to worry about hurricanes every year is worth a trade-off.
Well, they got plenty of people that do it, I guess, but I don't know that I'd sign up for that, but anyway, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. It's good to catch up with you this morning. I'm glad you're back, and hope that first day back goes nice and smooth for you, so... Have a good one, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you in the morning. KK4 POT.
Have a good one. Hopefully catch you another morning. We'll see how many emails and what all's ready for me today. So have a great one at work, and we'll holler at you later. 73's KO4 CEO.
I'm not sure if I've heard it. So I gotta see if I can borrow something to get me back on the air so I can get back in there. See what blew up.
I'm pretty good this morning. Are you still on the same thing, or just what'd you do different besides the transmitter?
Danny's already have a good enough signal this morning to get in.
Kinda good. I mean, you hitting the repeater really well. There's barely any noise in the background at all.
On the outside?
Notice this morning, and it's not too bad outside as far as it's kind of comfortable this morning.
Okay, and that guy's up there, so it's not windy, it'll probably be fine.
A little bit of rain later today, but other than that, I don't think it's supposed to be bad.
The other thing is, I gotta find a 30-foot push-up pole with a little something on the side of it to throw the other antenna on, so I have two antennas separate from each other. But it's a 30-foot pole. I gotta raise the antenna 30 feet above the tower. Yeah, it's fine to pick the tower up, but I think we can do it. I think what we'll do is we'll hinge it down, bolt it on there, then once you get wired, then what we'll do is we'll snatch block it, and then for the deck, we'll start picking it up. And then we'll just put one of us put our shoulder underneath to balance it, and we'll walk it up.
Reasonable plan. Hopefully everything works out all right.
A feet of parachute cord stuff to make the RF-proof guy wires. I got all the wire.
Yeah, holes me back from doing anything too tall is just having to put up guy wires. I hate to think how I'm going to do that in my yard. So right now I've been happy with my setup that I got. I just hadn't done anything more. Although I would love to get a little taller VHF, UHF antenna, but I think mine's about 20, maybe 30-something feet, but it's maybe only 10 feet over top of my house, so nothing crazy.
Behind you. It's funny over the house, but what's behind the mountain is back behind you, what's behind you? Like, mine is probably lower than some of the, you know, than some of the stuff around me. So, you know, Caesar's Head is one of those things, but to go to North Carolina is a hard hop.
Mine's not too bad, which I don't talk a lot in North Carolina. I mean, I've been on a Mount Mitchell repeater a time or two, but it usually picks up pretty well for my house.
It's the hardest one to get.
It depends on location then.
Location so much is what's behind the building. It reflects off what's behind the building.
You actually checked into the 6600 net from my backyard. We were just doing a campfire, and I was just sitting around the campfire, and I checked in, and that was with my HT. So definitely where I live, I don't generally have any problems hitting the Mount Mitchell repeater. Caesar's Head gets a little more problematic once I get towards my house, but I mean, once I get towards Greenville, everything's fine then, usually.
Now it's a problem until they fix that antenna. Once they get an antenna drop, two phase together, and get that connection fixed, there won't be a problem.
Scan for GFW Mobile. Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Does anybody have a used transmitter I can borrow?
Extra ones that aren't in use right now. Everything I got's what I got. I keep talking about pulling the trigger on something new, but I haven't done it yet.
I think maybe this is okay, but I don't have the right cord for it. I think the fire got damaged, but until I get the right cord for it, just try it. I don't know.
What you got going on now is doing really well.
Because I don't have a character to even go for the anti-talking to the tower. If I had that, maybe, but it's not going to make it. I'll get that little damper and try it at the antenna tower. But either way, I got to fix the tower anyway. You know, I got the antenna for the tower. It's a 21-foot vertical with all the traps in it. And it's a really nice vertical. So we're really going to kick some butt. I want to believe me, it's gonna crank.
Hey, Ken, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, I can't really complain on that. It's kind of warm out. It looks like gas prices might have dropped a penny or two right now, so that's good. How are you on this Monday for you?
It probably won't be too bad. I mean, at least most of the Monday morning jitters and stuff where everybody comes in, but hopefully it won't be bad at all, but we'll see how far behind I am on emails and whatnot. But I tell you what, talking about fuel price, it was three ten in places. Like once you got off of 95, right in that area, man, it was $3.10 for diesel fuel.
Ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you're gonna see $14-15 an ounce of fuel if he stays president of this country. So hang on.
Argue that point. It definitely went up. I mean, I'm not sure I'm going to blame it all on him, but I mean, it's definitely started going up once he got in office, so I don't know whose exact fault it is, but it's going to start hurting here soon.
Well, of course, whose fault is it? I just got fired, got let go, and they got all their permits taken away. So obviously is what happened.
Yeah, that one. Ken, I think I'm going to have to do like you and give me something else to drive back and forth to work.
Check this weekend. I had to fight all weekend just to get out of the hospital.
How about this one? I went 6 days on 6 gallons.
Hey, I almost ended up in a straitjacket over this stupid comedy crap. And then I ended up, finally, I lost my cool. I thought, listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call 911. They're going to drag me out. I said, then I'm going to sue the crap out of everybody involved. So let me the heck out of here. I know the nurse that caused it. Carrying it all weekend.
I'll be clear in your final.
Well, these cars suck. Who wants a piece of crap like that? Bottom line, they got to be charged somewhere. So you got to use power somewhere. So at the end of the day, you got to get the power from freaking fossil fuels. I don't care which way you put it.
73s, Andrew. Have a good one. I'll catch you hopefully back in the morning, KN4TFW.
Something pretty funny.
So what's that, Al?
Next week.
Yeah, what's that?
I fire for presidential pardon. J laws that somebody else broke. It sounds like they're gonna do it.
Something better to do.
This case is a nasty one. It's a very bad one. It is my fault. I disenfranchised myself by accident. But there's a lot involved in it. It's very complicated. One, I made the mistake to get disenfranchised. I got sent in too late, but I applied for absentee ballots. Somebody forgot to. I told the state that I needed one. They sent, my nephew sent the letter, and luckily for me, he sent it, received, requested. So then I find out they knew they had the letter. They sent me a print letter back, and then they sent it back to get print, so I couldn't read it. So by the time I read it, it was still too late, and they knew it, but it still took a week to send it back. I finally got my new ID, but you had to walk around a barricade to get it, so they wouldn't let me in. And then, so now, you know, when you disenfranchise yourself, especially with a federal law like that, it's the beginning of the program and you have to abide by all FHA rules. And I did. It's just miserable that I have to do it. Actually, I'm not going to have fun because I got to go in front of national press. I think on TV it's going to be fun because I know I'm going to get kind of roasted a little. They're going to have some fun with it. But I'm kind of looking forward to having fun with it. I think it'll be funny to compete with these guys and then see how I do. At least I didn't have a straight jacket. At least I got out of it. Isn't that crazy? Everybody insulted me, threatened me. You wouldn't believe what I went through. This is pretty cool. She says, you know what, Al? I'm going to release you. But she gave me a release form to sign. I signed it, and I walked out the door. Back in. You know I had chemical pneumonia, did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
I was over in the shop. But I also had COVID along with the chemical pneumonia. It was not fun. Vaccination, which wasn't really that bad. I sweat it. And they make too. That's the way I went for it. Cheap the test before the vaccine said the cheap false positive test said negative. So I said, oh, good, you're good enough. Your test is a cheaper test said a false positive, which I knew it might have been positive, but I took the vaccine anyway. So he'll knock it out now. I don't know what mold it was from the mouse species. They did all the tests, which is really good. They tested everything. And every, you know, they did everything, so they really went through it good. People over here fell in love with they really are. Here's service is fantastic. I just wish this didn't happen. It was the one nurse in hospice that caused it. So they had to just do what they were told. When I tell the story, I'm going to tell it on national TV. You won't believe when you hear it. Great this morning.
Hey, your radio is sounding good this morning. Best I've heard it in a while.
We can show the paper. Or maybe, I forgot his call. Maybe he'll have a used test. He might have a used transfer. Or maybe that cord. I don't know where to buy one. I don't know if anyone's got. I got to call the car shop this morning. He might have a used another transmitter right there. So he might have one. He said he had one before. I'll ask him if he'll give me a week or two to pay for it. I'm just one and then try it. Straighten the final out. I mean, nothing. It didn't blow it up and up.
Yeah, I just got that mystery antenna wire in a inverted V.
You can do it on my house. That antenna doesn't work at all.
Works pretty well for me with a tuner.
You know, you gotta use a tuner on those for the most part because of the way they're designed, but you really, technically you shouldn't. It depends on how bad the SRR is. Did you ever check it on the tuner and see where it's at?
How bad the tuner helps it out, though.
The tuner is out of curiosity.
Are like 3-1.
You kind of push it for transfer a little bit. You know, a lot of transmitters don't like that. An old vacuum tube transmitter, like a SB-102, that thing would blow right into that, like a champion. It probably, with a tank circuit and a tube transmitter, it probably would load right up easily. Matter of fact, probably if you checked it with that transmitter, you might find it that the SRR meter would say less because it flowed right into it. Tubes don't mind that. Only thing you gotta watch out for is make sure sometimes the room gets hot and it's real bad, which I've had happen. Butt lit up. Most contact there than you need to.
Australia with it.
Australia, you're doing pretty good. How was the same out in Australia?
Catch it.
Australia.
Yeah, it was good. I think I was about a 5.7, 5.8.
That's pretty good. That's a good signal out there. That's a long hop. Does 6,000 RF file sound right?
I was thinking it was about 8,800 miles.
Yeah, well, that's about right. But that's a long ways. That's a long hop. How many meters you did it?
I was on 20 that day, but I'd have to go back and look at my log just to confirm it. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, 20, no doubt about it. That's actually a short hop for 20 meters, believe it or not. 20, you never know. I've talked to guys 1,000 miles away some days, you're strong. During the day and other days, you're not. I've seen 20 meters open at night, which is real rare.